But okay, so dosh mi b'fnim v'zeh b'chutz, he will not allow her to become pregnant. And in the previous pasuk, we learned the reason why was because he did not want her to become, he did not want her to lose her beauty, because a woman who is pregnant damages her beauty. That's what it says over here, right? Okay, now what is over here? It says in the Targum. Targum says vida oinon arei lo al shemei miskerei. Okay, so the Targum over here adds in a whole term that it does not say in the pasuk. It says here, oinanu ki loy lo yihye hazara. Oinan vida oinan are lo al shemei miskerei zara. That his seed will not be called al shemei. What does that mean exactly? Okay, that's a very strange translation. V'havei kad, it means kad, olel levos itas, achuhi, u'mechabel, u'mechab v'shiches, the word v'shiches, he translates u'mechabel orche al ara. Okay, I don't know what that means, we'll see in a second. B'deal, so that the law, the levilti nosan zera, the law l'kayomo zara le'achohi. All right, so there are a lot of extra words here which need some explanation. Let us start with, let me take a look first at the Ma'atzari, and then we'll go and read what it says over here in the art scroll, in their edition, and they want how they want to go give insight into this pasuk. So this is Parshas Vayeshev, pasuk Perik Lamed Ches, Perik Lamed Ches, pasuk Tes. Okay, so the pasuk says, pasuk Tes, Lo al Shemei, ze poshut she'ein kavonas unkelis kiryas Hashem. Deheicha, meaning of you don't have these words. Let's try to explain. Ze poshut she'ein kavonas unkelis kiryas Hashem. Deheichon motzinu sheyikru habein b'shem oviv. Elavadai kavonas unkelis she'oinin yoda, oinu knows. Shazera lo ye nigrar acharav liyo shaloi elo ye nechshav zera hames. Vizu gam kavonas Rashi shakosav habein yikor al shem hames. Uvze sorot tainus haramban olav doesn't explain what it is. Miskore loshen hoive. Velo yikore zara loshen osil loshen osil. Fine. Okay. Next. Vehave. All right. That's pretty much the parish. Mashch is darukoi. Vyakavono hishch is zaroi. Vekavono. Shabias ish bi ishov hoyim boim lezochiv ikre derech. Tchsive derech gevar be alma. Chois unkelis alosh nakosif kanamilim orche his way al pi losh nakosif hishches kolbosar darkoi al oretz v'chein alosh nakosif lel lakosav Rashi l'zeh kugelish al darmabul moitzim shich bazer levatola al ara targim l'fi inyin l'fo tikim l'ara. Okay, he's saying some really fascinating stuff. L'kayom l'zari perish unkelis nusan zera shakavana l'zeh zera shal kayoma v'einu kumai v'akim zera. All right, so basically, let's try to figure out again one more time over here. Okay, so I got the basic gist of you. What he's saying over here is Nachamotla. I'm going back to the Targum of this pasuk. Vayed oinon ki arei lo al shemei miskerei.
What are you trying to do? Trying to prove that it means ala ara?
Okay, he's doing it also. I'm going. I read it very quickly. I read words. Okay, let's go one step at a time.
It sounds like he's trying to prove that shiches means ala ara.
Shiches u'mechabel says, okay, well, let's do that part of the pasuk first. The second part of the pasuk, v'ha'ya imbo el eisha sochiv, if he will come to his brother's wife. Okay,
so
he marries her. So he's going to marry her. Yehuda is telling.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to marry her. The beer makes the chalitza.
What?
He doesn't have to marry her. The beer is a baita chalitza.
Maisa Yibum.
Yibum
is a marriage. No. Yibum, you learn Masech Yivamis. Yibum is a marriage. You need a divorce. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. If a person, if a man dies and has no children, and the brother has marital relations with her, they're married, and they need a get.
Right. So, the
what do you mean the Eishes Ish? He's dead. The husband is dead.
You said
Eishes
Ish.
Huh? Okay, let's read the passage. What happened over here? Yehuda, Er gets married to Tamar. Er dies. Onan right. is now the brother. There are no children. So there's the mitzvah of Yibam. Right. Yehuda says to Onan, now you step up to the batter's box, marry her, live with her, right. and become the Yavam. Onan says, no, right. I don't want, why not? So now the pasuk, Vayeda on Onan, Kilo, now here's, let's go, what's the pasuk in order? Vayeda Onan, now this is a very hard part of the pasuk to really understand what it means. Vayeda Onan basically didn't want to do Yibam, right? That was the goal. Yibam, I'm not going to do Yibam. I'm not interested in doing Yibam. I don't want to.
No, there are two things in Yibam. You're doing wrong. Yibam is one, is to live, to marry this woman and to have children.
And the children right? will be called, and the children...
Right, but there's two items. You have to live with her and have children. Not everyone who you live to have children right away or whatever.
Okay,
right?
but the act of living with her is the acquisition.
Right, okay. So he was willing the first part, but not the second part.
Correct, exactly. So let's see what happens. So Stephen, what was the second part? The second part was, in order not to have children, he would do something which we might see Zera Levatala. Correct? It says in Rashi. Rashi says, Dosh mibifnim v'zer mibachutz. Dosh mibifnim v'zer mibachutz means... What?
Huh?
Yes, that is Zera Levatala. It says v'zer mibachutz.
If it's Kedarkai... It's not
Levatola. No, but it's not Kedarkoi. It's not Kedarkoi because it's being, if he's being Zoyrimi Bachutz, that's not Kedarkoi.
It's called Shichet, but it's not called, he's not Oiva Zara Levatola.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, let's see. Okay, I don't know exactly. It would
Rashi
seem.
Rashi says
here, Zoyrimi Bachutz. Zoyra mi bachutz l'chora means zera levatala. Okay, and now in the previous Rashi that we learned 2 days ago, where it says that it was Rabbi Hashem kirosh shel oinon mashch zaroi. You go back to Rashi from 2 days ago, pasuk zayin. He was ra be'enei Hashem. What was the ra? Kirosh shel oinon mashch zaroi. So Rashi does appear to be of the opinion that zoyde mi that the dosh mi bifnim the zoyde mi bachutz is the Rashi is telling you this is called mashch zaroi. The zera is not kedarkoi. Kedarkoi means he's not mash is not zoyde mi bachutz. Even if the woman does not become pregnant, let's say a woman is on birth control, okay, a woman's on birth control. There's no way she's going to become pregnant. Or let's say she's a zakena, or she's an islandess. So there's no way she's going to become pregnant, or whatever the cases are. So there's no such thing as being mashke zer levatol in those cases, because as you yourself said, that's kedarkoi. Over here, he's doing something which is not normal, and that was the chait. Kiruasa shel oinen mashke zadim shenemar beoinen vayomaskam oisay the word gam kimisash shel er misash shel oinen. Rashi says it twice. He emphasizes this point. Right. So that she should not become pregnant and then the pregnancy will damage her beauty. That was both. Rashi and Pasuk Zayin is equating the two together. Air, the Torah doesn't...
Yeah, but let me hold it a second. Air did it because he didn't want her to get pregnant, right?
Correct.
Oinon did it because he didn't want to have a kid with her.
Oh. Now, what you're saying appears to be, might very well be a machloikis between Rashi and Unkelus. Okay, what you're saying is very good. Okay. Hold off 1 second. Over here in this pasuk, so you translate the words. Vayeda oinon oinon nu, ki lo yigye hazara. Now, what does that mean exactly? Ki lo loy mitten aleph. And loy mitavav. Lo with an aleph is no. Loy with the vav means to him. Ki loy lo yihye hazara. That not to him will there be seed. What does that mean exactly? How do you translate those words? Onanu.
He knew it would not be his children.
Oh, okay, you're saying something. It will not be. Whose children will it be? It will go to Er. You're saying is that the purpose of Yibum is the Hoya HaBachar, that the baby that's born from this marriage that will be named after the dead. Who's the dead? The brother. So basically, the child that is born is basically not even related to me. A person does Yibum. The purpose of doing Yibum is in order to leave over a shame, a legacy for the dead person. So the baby that's born, whose legacy is it? Not me. It's someone else's legacy. What do I get out of this? In order to do the mitzvah of Yibum, you have to be very kind and generous. Because the baby that's born from Yibum, we don't attribute to you. We basically, that child that's born is going to be a representative of the dead person. Not me. So when the person himself dies, he better make sure he has other children. Because this baby, the first baby that's born from this union, is not going to be basically viewed as my child. It's going to be viewed as my brother's child. Isn't that what Yibum is all about? A person dies.
Right.
So now the problem though is, let's read the word it says over here. Vayeda onan. So you want to touch ki lo yiyeh hazara. So what you said basically appears to be what the Targum says, and it's not a literal translation. The Targum says vayeda onan arei onanu lo al shemei miskirei zara.
Right,
he adds
right,
a whole sentence.
Right.
It doesn't say in the pasuk, not on his name will be called a child. I'm going to marry this woman. We're going to have a baby. And the baby is going to be called Beryl Shmerel after the dead brother. In this case, it'll be called Er. Er is dead. Onan is taking over. Onan marries Tamar. They have a baby. What's the baby going to be called? The baby's going to be called Er. So therefore, Onan has no children. Onan doesn't have a legacy. Onan has to have a second child with Tamar. Who says he will? Maybe he will. But this child is not going to be called on my name. The first baby is not going to be called on my name. It's going to be called on the name of the dead brother. Wow! You got to be a very kind and generous person to be willing to go through the effort of having a baby, having a child, and it's not even yours. It's not even your child. It's someone else's child. Okay, it's a tremendous, it's an incredible. So that's what the Targum basically says. That it's the baby's not called on my name. Now here's the problem though. The pasuk should have stopped right there. Period. The pasuk doesn't stop. The pasuk says, "V'hoye will be imbo el eshes achiv if he will live with his brother's wife." V'shiches arzo, what he will do is he will destroy his seed. Levilti nison zera leachiv, not nison. The Targum again adds in more words. Delo likayomo, it should not be a kiyum of zara leachuve for his brother. The pasuk over here, at the end of the pasuk, you know what it sounds like? Is first selfish reasons. I don't want to go live with this woman and have a baby because I'm selfish. I do not want that. What do I get out of this? The baby that's born is not going to be called on my name. And then number two, he says, Lahachis. Even if there's no effort for me to have a baby and raise the baby, I hate my brother so much, I bedafka do not want to give my brother a kiyum in this world. I want him gone forever. He's gone, he's dead, don't ever come back into this world. I don't want to leave over for him a kiyum. So there are two reasons why I did not want to do Yibum. Number one, I don't want to do Yibum because What do I get out of this? Selfish. I should go pay tuition for this kid and buy him toys and take him to great adventures and go throw him up and down at Simchas Torah. What do I get out of this? When the kid grows up, no one's going to remember me because this kid is going to be a zecher for heir. So I get nothing out of this. Number two, lahachis. I hate my brother. I don't want him to have any zecher in this world. He's dead, and I don't want there to be anyone left over in this world that will have any zecher whatsoever. So therefore, I bedafka, I'm not going to allow it that this woman gets pregnant to make sure that there will not be a legacy of my brother in this world. Two completely different reasons. That's what the Targum is saying. Vayeda Oinon ki loy loyihiyeh hazara. Onan understood that the baby that's born is not going to be called on his own name. It's going to be called on someone else. What do I get out of this? I'm not interested then. Number two, v'hoya imbaleish sachiv. Number two, lahaches v'shiches artsa. He will destroy his seed. Levilti. So here's the key words. Levilti. Lahaches. To prevent. De nosan zera lochev. De lo likayama zare liachuhi. That's an amazing thing. Lahaches. Where do you have a makar for this? That Onan hated his brother so much that he would go out of his way to make sure that his brother have no zecher in this world? That's what it seems to say, according to Onkelus. Now the problem here is that Rashi.
Say the pasuk again. Read the pasuk.
Vayeda Onan. Onan understood. Ki
loy
lo yiye hazara. Onkelus. Vayeda Onan are lo al.
Vehoya.
Vehoya. Imbo el eisha sachiv. Vishiches artsa. Levilti. Nisan zera leochiv. Now,
that's what he did.
Okay, yes. All right, right. You're giving interpretation. We're not up to your interpretation yet. I'm first trying to figure out the interpretation of Unkelis. Unkelis is giving interpretation, and the way Unkelis translates the pasuk, the way it appears from his translation, is the pasuk is telling you two things, reasons why he refused. He doesn't talk about her beauty. There's no mention of her beauty. There's no mention of Ashchosas Zer Levatola means stam for no reason. What? There's a very good reason over here. Over here, there's a reason why he's being Levatol Zera. You know why? I don't want there to be a Zecher of this person. It's not called Levatola. You know, there are people that I'm sure medical, the people that have to do these type of things. In order, like, I guess, you know, all different types of, fertility types of things. So that's called Levatala. That's called Levatala. It's not Levatala. That's not Levatala. Okay, I know Kabbalistic, you know, there might be some opinions.
I think you're making a basic mistake. Zera in the pasuk doesn't mean sperm. Zera means children.
Oh, so that's exactly, so you're translating that according to Unkelis. According to Rashi,
right. Okay.
No, we see that's what
Let's
I'm trying
do
to
do. Do one at a time. Do Unkelis. Forget Rashi.
That's exactly the point I'm trying to make. I'm trying to show you over here that there's a machlokes between Rashi and Unkelis as to the taich of the word zera. Is zera mean children,
right,
or does zera mean seed?
Children.
Rashi learns it means seed. Shichva zera.
Okay, we'll talk Rashi later.
Unkelis learns it means children. Children.
Right.
So Unkelis says, the reason why Onan did not want to marry Tamar is, number one, I'm selfish. Because if I have a baby with this woman, I'm going to have to raise the baby.
It won't be mine, right.
And it's not even mine. I should be such a generous person, raise a child, and not even get credit that it's my baby? In the Welt, this baby is going to be my brother's baby. It's my brother. It's Ki'ilu, my brother, brought this person into the world, and it's his baby. I get no credit for this. This baby is not going to come to my own funeral. This baby is going to be my brother's baby. It's not my baby. So why should I bother? Why should I be so kind and generous and bring a person into the world and buy him toys and stay up the whole night with him and raise him, and I get nothing out of it? Number two, I hate my brother. I hate him so much. I have every year on his yard site a celebration that he's dead. So you're telling me now I should go and perpetuate his memory? No way. No way. I'm not.
Read the second part of Kukulis. Read it inside. The second part. The Have.
Don't you have a chumash yourself? Where are you?
No. Read it. The Have.
The Have. Kad. When. Olel. Yeah. Olel. When I will enter. Olel. Levos. Yeah. Itas. When I will enter into this woman's body. The wife of my brother. You know what I'm going to do? Umichabel orche, I will destroy the seed.
There's
a
normal way.
So that the Ma'at Sari explains, a very beautiful shot. Kederech bochor bebesula. In the Torah,
right.
What is the term in the Torah for the act of intimacy? So you would say it's shegel?
Go ahead.
It's called Derech.
Okay.
The term in the Torah right. For intimacy is called Derech.
Right.
Derech. That's Orche. Umechabel Orche al Ara. I will destroy my Orche, which is the word of Bia. I will destroy the Zera, the seed on the earth. Now here comes the part that's important. Bedil, so that Delolikayama Zara Leachuhi. So that there should be no legacy, no kiyum, no endurance of children for my brother.
I think you're taking it too much to an extreme. The pasuk is two parts. The first part of the pasuk says, whatever is going to be born out of this union is not mine.
Right.
So why does he have to make a union? Why does he have a derech? He wants to have the derech with her. So the only way to do it is to do a derech and to be mashkin. You got me?
I hear what you're saying, but it's...
The Hoya over here doesn't mean he's saying if I would. The Hoya means yes. And what he did is he did have the Darius, but he got away out of it.
Yeah, but why does the Pasuk say the words Levilti Nison Zera? According to the Targum's translation, it sounds like a premeditated machshava. I do not want my brother. It's
No, that's right. He had to think hard because he married this woman. He had sex with her more than once.
Don't say those. Mayor, we're in the basement. There are people over here listening to us. I don't.
Yeah, it's not us. This is the Torah. Okay, he had derech with her more than once.
Yeah.
He was a Eivet Derechim, okay?
Yeah.
But each time he had to have a machshava, the calcule.
The word levilti. No, I hear what you're saying, but the words levilti nison zera le'achiv.
Right, this was on his mind.
And every based time, on the Targum's translation.
I don't want to have an accident. I don't want to have a kid. I don't want to have an accident.
It sounds more than that. It sounds it's a deliberate attempt to eradicate his brother's name. Not to ever allow it to happen.
Right. If there's no kid, it's the Bela eradicate the name.
All right, fine, whatever it is. But now I want to point out to you.
It distorts the whole purpose of evil. The whole purpose is not to erase his name. Right? Lo yabach shemayim.
All right. I think though that Rashi is coming to disagree with Unkelus. Unkelus keeps on is mentioning twice. He mentions twice. Oh, we're gonna have a baby, and the baby is gonna be called after my brother's name. Oh, the baby is not gonna be called on my name, my brother's name. I don't care, my brother. Rashi doesn't allude to that even a mashal. Rashi looks very simple.
You want to say Rashi again?
Rashi says one thing only. She's such a beautiful woman. What a shame for her to get pregnant.
No. Onan says this or Er says that? You're going back to...
Onan says this. And Rashi says both. Go back, you know, just get a chumash. Rashi, the previous pasuk, he died.
The previous pasuk was the Or. Forget Er. Only the pasuk by Eldad.
No, Rashi, no, the Rashi in the pasuk before describes Onan. Rashi says, I'm reading you the words of Rashi. Er died because he was Ra b'nei Hashem. Rashi.
Right.
Kira Osoi, the evil of Er was equivalent.
Kira Osoi. Don't
tie you. Kira Osoi shel Onan. Kira Osoi shel Onan.
Right.
Mashchis Zaroi. I'm reading the words of Rashi. He told me word for word. I don't know why you can go look in the Chumash yourself. Mashchis Zaroi. Shenemar be'oinon, it says by oinon, vayomes gam oisoi, the word gam oisoi, kim misosoi shel er, misosoi shel oinon, they're both the same. V'lomo hoye er, why was er, mashchis, but it says that they buy the same, er, mashchis zaro.
Rashi
is saying that the same way that Er was Bashit, the same technique used. Er used the technique because he didn't want him to be pregnant. Because he would look that night. And I did it because he didn't want her to be
pregnant. That's amazing. Read the
next words of Rashi.
Kidei
shaloi tis aber
v'yachish yofyo. That's Er. You just said Rashi does the favorite.
Rashi says they're both the same. They're both the same.
You're not reading Rashi.
Kira osoi shel Kira osoi shel oinon. Mashchi zaroi. Shenemar bo oinon vayomes gam oisoi. Vayomes gam oisoi. Ke misosoi shel Er, misosoi shel oinon. V'loma hoye Er mashchi zaroi. Kidei shloi tisaber v'yachish yofyo. Yafya, Yafya. He didn't want to ruin the Yafya, Yafya. All right, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
You're saying that
Oinon couldn't care less about her Yoifi. He couldn't care less about her.
No, he couldn't care less.
He couldn't care less. She could be as ugly as she wants.
Oinon had a problem. Oinon's problem was that No, she could have been beautiful. He didn't mind. But every time he had the Dera, he had a Mimashis. You understand what that means? That means a man who's devoted for as long as he lived afterwards, every single time he was Dera, he had a Mimashis.
Why?
Because he didn't want her to get have a Dera that he was called after her.
So you want to say there's no machlokes Rashi and Unkelus?
No, machlokes. You're putting the emphasis.
All right, maybe you're right. You're saying is Er. You're saying Er didn't want to be mashchis yofya. Oinon hated his brother so much. He was extremely selfish. He was selfish.
He didn't hate his brother.
He was selfish.
He didn't
want to
have a kid for his brother. That's all.
All right, maybe.
Tell me the Trump. What's the
trap
on the word
Bahaya? Gershayim.
What does that mean? It's a new thought.
It means to push away. To push away.
What?
It means to push away. To be goyish, divorce.
Yeah, no, but it's a new, I'm saying, The pasuk is split in two. The pasuk says that Oinon didn't want to have a kid for his brother. And he takah did do. He did derech. So it's the way to get out of the derech was to be married.
All right, I hear what you're saying. I don't know.